We're up to the sugya of remote conversation, Rabbi Yisai. In Yane Diyoima, remote conversation, the Gemara's third kasha on Holchi Usha is all about the difference between remote and face-to-face. That is the sugya. How could it be, Frek the Gemara, Rav Avira in particular, the Amor Rav Avira, how could it be? How could it be that the source for Cheskes Karkos is Sharamuad? If that's the case, good, we worked out the lumdus, the core lumdus for what the concept of Cheskes Karkos could be, and that was the Machlekes Tosfos Rabbeinu Yonah. How to read the second kasha and the second teretz, Bar Chazaka Blitaina, with their Baruch Ber and all the artillery brought out. But now the question is, let's look for other clues. Macha shelo befanav lo tehevi macha. After all, sharamuad befanav beinan of hachanami befanav beinan. After all, by sharamuad, the din is that you have to have the ha'ada, the edus, and the discussion that the Beis Din has about the implications of negicha number one, negicha number two, negicha number three, and what this says, verifying via Edom that that has indeed happened, that those attacks did happen by your shar, and Beis Din needs you to appreciate the significance of what we're seeing here. Slowly a pattern is building about your shar. And that has to happen bifnei habaylam. So why not say the macha also has to happen bifnei habaylam? And the Gemara answers, no, there's a difference. By the ha'adah, by the sharmud, exeris ha'kasa, we have a pasuk, v'hud b'v'alav. Over here we have a svara, chavra, chavra, isle. So let's try to understand the kasha, let's try to understand the teretz. We left off yesterday, point that there's conversation about both the kasha and the teretz. So let's go step by step. The Baal HaMor and the Muhammads have plenty to say about the kasha. Turn to the back. It's not often that you get this. We haven't really discussed anything from the Rosh or the Nemuka Yosef on the sugya so far, because the Rif has nothing to say about the Gemara so far. If you take a look at Yudalit Amin Aleph, the Dapi Arif, the Rif has the Mishnah, and Cheskasin, and right away, according to the Gemara, Cheskasin Gimel Shalomai Taima, where does it come from? Amar Rava. Shata kamaisim is dar inish bishtara, words that are unfamiliar unless you've been learning Bekiyas Vayit in the Perek, because the Rif starts the Perek from the middle of Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, because we don't paskin like the whole Chiyusha. So he jumps Kidarko, he either will abbreviate or entirely eliminate Shitos that are not accepted lahalacha. So the Rif doesn't have it, the Rush doesn't have it, the Muki Yosef is not commenting. See, the Muki Yosef, his first dear Masal in the Gemara, is Tefelom is dire, one of the lines from Chavtes someone else. But every once in a while, the Baal HaMor, he usually also will hew pretty closely to what the Rif does or does not include. But every once in a while, the Baal HaMor will want to comment on a Gemara that the Rif didn't quote. And this is one of those places. Here at the bottom of Yudal Amin Aleph, the last piece in Baal HaMor, the Ma'or HaGadol, because again, he named his sefer for his hometown. He was from the town of Lunel. So the moon is, in Parshas Bereishis, the Mor HaKatan. So that's why he named the sefer the Mor HaKatan. However, he says, Nezikin, as the Tanam tell us in the closing mission of our Masechta, Nezikin requires a lot of analysis, a lot of thought, a lot of work. So he said, for Nezikin, you need a lot of Ha'ara to understand it. So on Ezekiel, he calls the sefer Hamor HaGadol instead of Hamor HaKatan. So let's take, that's why I call him for short, the Baal HaMor. Sefer Hamor. To take a look, Rabbeinu Zerachya HaLevi, a great-grandfather, I believe, of the Ra'ah, Rabbeinu Aharon HaLevi, who was a contemporary of the Rashba, Rebbe of the Ritva. So the Baal HaMor says, Azai, Ela Me'ata, here, Yudalei Amin Aleph B'dapei HaRif. Ela Me'ata, Machos, Shlo B'fan, Lo Tevi, Macha, Frakta Balamar, Bedinu de Tikshli Elamiata Chazaka Shlobafanlo Tevi Chazaka. We really should have asked the question, not comparing the Ha'adah of the Shar to Macha. That's really sort of off. We really should have compared it to the Chazaka. We're lining up 3 years of Achilas Peros in parallel to the three Negichos. So if you're looking about talking about the Hadah, it should be the Chazaka. Isn't that more parallel? So isn't it? It's a strange type of Kasha. What do I care about the Machoshlo Befanov? I should care about the Chazaka Shlo Befanov. So the Baal HaMor says, he says, after all, he to me the Shor HaMuad. After all, the Shor HaMuad, you have the three Negichos, the parallel is the 3 years of Chazaka. So why did the Gemara ask the question in what seems to be an awkward way? So the Baal HaMor says, I'll tell you the Pshat. And Baal HaMor says, you see here something fundamental. You see here something very deep. We are, says the Baal HaMor, looking for the best parallel to the Negichos. And you're right, it's Chazaka. But what is Chazaka if not Macha? Huh? He says the Chazaka flows. What's the root of the Chazaka? Why does the Chazaka work? Because there was no Macha. It's really an opportunity to think about, to see if the guy's going to be moch or not. This sounds very Tosfos-like. It sounds very Tosfos-like, right? It's what's really going on is look at the fact that the Marakama is being a shotgun. Look at the fact the Marakama is being silent. The Chazaka is a test, an experiment to see will the Marakama be silent or not. If he's just silent but there's no Chazaka going on, it's irrelevant. We're really looking for his silence in the face of Chazaka. So that's what the Baal HaMor seems to say. The power of the Chazaka really is rooted in the Macha or lack thereof. The Iker, and he makes it even clear. The Iker HaTam LaChazaka B'Nezeh Shlo Michalav. Why does the Chazaka work? The point of the Chazaka is, look, and the Marakama didn't say boo. That's what's really driving everything. And therefore, the Baal HaMor says, so we could stop right here and say, okay, it's interesting. That's Geshmak Alamdus. Baal HaMor jumps right in. Oh, you're right, you would look at the Chazak, but the root of the Chazak is the Macha. Okay. The root of the, I could push back and say, and the root of the Hadah is the Negicha. Or vice versa. That's very nice, but Lamaisa, the parallel, isn't the parallel the Chazaka? Why are we asking about the Macha? Still ask about the Chazaka. So the Baal HaMor says, no. He says, he goes a step further. He says, practice, since in Lamdus, the real power of the force, the potency of the Chazaka is really lies in the lack of Macha, and therefore you have to have it. It lies in the capacity of the Marakama to make a Macha, and he chose not to. Ah, Zetman, from the fact that he wasn't Mocha, that's what gives the Machazik his new rights. He says, well, so you think about that now, moving from Lamdus to Cheshbon, the Baal HaMor says, the Im Macha Shalom Befanov, Ohaisa Macha, if Macha Shalom Befanov wouldn't work, the Ohaisa Chazaka Shalom Befanov, Chazaka. Ah, he says, well, if you need Macha Befanov, then you need Chazaka Befanov. He says, now that I know that I've established a Lamdusha principle, the way that the Chazaka is actually working is by evoking or not evoking a Macha. It could have evoked a Macha, but it didn't. So he says, well, if you need to evoke they should go hand in hand. He says, if Macha doesn't count unless the Marakama is saying it straight to the face of the Machazik, then the Baal HaMor says, shouldn't it also be the case that the Chazaka, which is meant to evoke the Macha, doesn't count unless the Machazik is doing it to the face of the Marakama? So they go hand in hand. Let's keep reading the Baal HaMor. Umipnei, shemacha shlo befanav hava macha. Oh, so he says, so now let's take it a step further, ignoring, I should note, the rule of the contrapositive, perhaps. He says, if macha shlo befanav does work, then chazaka shlo befanav works as well. And that's what he's saying the sugya later. The sugya later is a sugya on Daf Lamed Ches Lamed Tes, where there's a discussion. The Mishnah about the Gimel Aratzes LaChazaka, and the Gemara has a discussion there on Lamed Ches and again Lamed Tes Lamed Aleph about Chazaka Shlo Befanav, Machar Shlo Befanav. So Rav says, "Oh, look over there, you see, they all go hand in hand, hand in glove. Machar Shlo Befanav, Chazaka Shlo Befanav. It's all the same issue because Chazaka works." Because it could evoke a macha, but didn't. Ah! So, in other words, okay, interesting balama. Interesting balama. So again, he raises the kasha. He's not the only one to raise the kasha. Now I'm the first one to raise the kasha. But he raised the kasha. Why is the Gemara talking about macha, or Ravi or Shiva talking about chazaka? That would be more parallel. And he said, well, let me tell you some lumdus, let me tell you some cheshbon. The lumdus is nachama. The macha is really the root of the chazaka. Don't just look at the symptom, look at the underlying macha. And since they're connected, so either they both work shalom b'fanav, or they don't. Both don't work shalom b'fanav. So in asking that macha shalom b'fanav shouldn't work, we're also asking that chazaka shalom b'fanav doesn't work. I'll take your questions in a moment, but first let me tell you, now that we're thinking about this Balamar, the Ramban has two kashas. The first of which is from the sugya later that the Balamar referenced on Daf Lamed Tes. Ramban says, if you look at that Gemara, you actually see that the Balamar is wrong in his conclusion. There are Amoram who split the din between Machar Shlo B'Fanav and Chazak Shlo B'Fanav. So that's the beginning of the Ramban in his Milchamos Hashem. He says, I follow instructions, I looked at the Gemara, and the Baal Amar got it wrong. His conclusion is incorrect. I tested it. I experimented. I took it to the lab, and it's not true that every Amora either thinks that Machar Shlo B'Fanav and Chazak Shlo B'Fanav both work or both don't work. There are Amoram in the Sugya later who split it. So, his conclusion was wrong. That's question number one that the Ramban has against the Baal Amar. And then if kasha number one is from Daf Lamed Tes, kasha number two is from Daf Chaf Ches. He says, I still don't understand. This is like scratching your ear like this. You want to scratch your left ear, you don't take your right arm and swing all the way around to reach your left ear. You just take your left hand and scratch your ear like that. Achareka Chos Akol Rabban says, even if the Baal Amar was right, some of the Baal Amar is wrong, empirically is wrong. Not everyone equates whether Machar requires Befanav or whether Chazaka requires Befanav. It's just incorrect. Moreover, he says, let's say it is correct. You say, well, if you want to talk like Chazaka Shal Befanav, I could talk about Machar, and that's equivalent to talking about Chazaka. Rabban says, even if it works, why be unnecessarily complicated? If ultimately what you want to ask is about Chazaka, ask about Chazaka. Even if the Baal Amar was right, this is equivalent, but why use equivalencies? Why just say what you want? Just say it. And Rabban says, it's not even true. It doesn't work. So don't tell me that talking about Machar Shlo B'Fanav is an indirect way of talking about Chazak Shlo B'Fanav. Number one, it isn't. It doesn't always line up. And even if it is, who needs indirectness? Why choose to be indirect if you could be direct? So that's the position of the, again, so far, and then we'll let's recap and then we'll stop for kashas. The Baal Amar raises a kasha on our Gemara, a strong kasha. Why did the Gemara ask this kasha with seeming misdirection? Why did the Gemara ask about Macha? The real parallel to Negicha, to Hada, is Chazaka. Why are we asking about Macha? So Baal Amar gave a teretz, Lamdas, and then a cheshbon. The Ramban has two kashas on that. Number one, the Baal Amar's cheshbon, he says, is provably incorrect from the very Gemara the Baal Amar sent us to, which makes you wonder whether the Baal Amar is a different girsa. He tells you, look at that Gemara, you see I'm right. Ramban says, I looked at that Gemara, I found that he's wrong. Okay. And number two, what's the gain? Even if the cheshbon is correct, a little Occam's razor would be helpful. Just say things in the most simple way possible. Why be unnecessarily convoluted? So Ramban is going to give his own approach, but first let's pause for some questions. Gamma guy's been waiting very patiently. Gavi.
According to the Baal Amar, were you saying that Macha is similar to a chazaka, wouldn't that be difficult for the Rabbeinu Yonah's position? Because Rabbi had said this sounds similar to Tosfos, but Rabbeinu Yonah was saying that this whole him not saying anything is that establishing a moxie.
Correct. The Baal Hamor, absolutely correct. The Baal Hamor's lumdus, from which he begins his teretz, does sound very, very Tosistic, and indeed, Rabbeinu Yonah does not agree with the Baal Hamor. Even Tosis doesn't end up saying like the Baal Hamor, but Tosis could have, if they wanted to. There may be other reasons. Again, there are other problems with the Baal Hamor, as Ramban is pointing out. But you are absolutely correct that if I had to guess, I would assume based on reading, again, the Baal Hamor doesn't talk about the rest of the sugya, but I would guess that if we could find, if we would ask the Baal Hamor what he thinks about the second Kash and Teretz, he would probably say like Tosis and like Rabbeinu Yonah, presumably. Correct. Yeah. Yonatan.
Just curious about like the halachic status switch. Is that there needs to be macha, as in if one person knows that his shor was nogeach three times, and yet there was just no one watching, whatever it is, the status of the switch? But there has to be macha.
No, macha is in the world of Cheskas Karkos. Macha is in the world of Cheskas Karkos, the new fellow, the machazik, is doing chazaka. He's doing achilas peiros for 3 years. And the Marakama may choose to make a macha within the first 3 years and neutralize the chazaka, or he chooses to remain silent. His silence, Baal Mar is saying, it's the silence of the Marakama that's really what's driving the power of the chazaka. It's not so much that I'm living here, it's that you didn't react, you didn't protest my living here. Yeah.
So what's the equivalent to macha in the case, in our case?
Our case is cheskes kakos, macha.
So there's nothing similar to macha, and that's why we're saying it really should be chazaka?
Correct. Yeah, Rafi.
Why was the Gemara assuming that macha shalot b'chon nabtehati macha?
Why are we not saying chazaka shalot b'chon?
Oh, Rafi wants to know where was the Gemara starting point. The Gemara is assuming the Chal Shal Bafanav works. The Gemara says, well, how come it works? It shouldn't work. Why do you assume it does work? Good question. That's because we're assuming the sugya later. Lamaches, Lamates. And Lamaisa, Machal Shal Bafanav, Alpipashas, Bipaskin, does work. And Rav Vira is saying, well, how does that fit with Hol Chayusha? So we could have answered, the Hol Chayusha hold, it doesn't work. We didn't say that. Apparently, we're assuming that it's pretty broad-based. That it does work, and that's something we need to contend with and understand the whole chiyusha. That's right. That could have been the Gemara could have given that answer. The whole chiyusha, it doesn't work. Or we did not. So we seem to be pretty convinced that it does work. But that's the sugya based on Mishnah Lamaches. That's the impression you get. And that's the sugya in the Gemara Lamaches Lamates. Yeah.
Is it possible that the Rashba that we saw in the beginning about they don't have to every single day that's going in accordance with Yonah, that it's not in Macha. So even though they're not there every day, and therefore the Marakama should come at one point and see him not there, and therefore he wouldn't be Mocha, but since he's there, Kedar Chabayim, that would be.
Maybe. When we get to the Chavtes, we'll have to think about some more. We'll have to talk more about Ritzufas and Chavtes. Yeah, and once we get to the Mask, remember, right now we're in Hol Chayusha. Whatever Rishonim say about Hol Chayusha may or may not carry over to how they understand the Maskanos HaSugya. We haven't seen really the Rambam either, because like the Rif, the Rambam doesn't comment the Hol Chayusha. He does comment Dav Chavtes, and if you read Mesek Lashono, it's very suggestive. But again, we'll have to see. It's conceivable. It may or may not happen, but it's conceivable that Tosas could say, yeah, Hol Chayusha holds it's all a Dvar Muchzakas, but the Maskanos and Chavtes, it's not a Dvar Muchzakas, and vice versa. Then Yonah could say, I'm sorry, I said that backwards. Tosis could say in Chavtes it does have to do with Muchzakas. Rabbeinu Yonah might say in Chavtes it does not have to do with Muchzakas. Again, it's different shitas in the Amorah. So we're at this point, we're still at the end, but yeah, we'll keep, there are a number of nafkaminas lingering that we haven't yet spoken about. Right, Ritzufas may be one of them. Shavuos Heses is another one that we saw the very first day of the year. We'll get back to Emir Tzashem as well. Yeah, one more question, Yaakov. Two more questions. Yeah.
Does Tosas have to agree to the jump the Baal Hamor made, saying that they have to go hand in
hand? Absolutely. That's what I was saying before. Tosas does not have to. In fact, they do not. They do not ultimately accept the Baal Hamor. We'll get to Tosas very soon. But again, That's because this is a one-way to Leah. And this is important methodologically to appreciate. In other words, the Baal Amar is built on several assumptions. One assumption appears to be a Tosus-like understanding about the nature of Cheskes Karkos, at least within Hilchei Yusha, that it's really rooted in the lack of Macha'a versus the Etzem HaChazaka. So it definitely sounds Tosus-like, but that's not the only assumption it's making. As we just said, the Ramban pokes other holes, nothing to do with the nature of Cheskes Karkos, he's poking other holes. There are other, so you could disagree with the Baal Amar for any one of a number of reasons. If you pull away any of these assumptions, if you're sitting on a chair with four legs, which actually none of you are doing right now, but were you to be sitting on a four-legged chair, so if you cut away any of the four legs, what happens to the chair? It falls. Right? Even though you still have Rubu Kukulo, I still have three legs at that table. If you cut away one of the legs, it is likely that this table will fall, unless you balance yourself very well. Think about this. The center of the center of gravity, you have to shift over a little bit. Why? Because you need, if a concept is built on multiple hanachos, so that means you need the conjunction of all of them for the conclusion to stand. If you cut away any one of the hanachos, the whole thing falls apart. So if you have that's something often you're going to think about. Because when you have a Rishon who says that, the other Rishonim disagree, you don't have to figure out why they're disagreeing. If that first Rishon is built on three Hanachas, so other Rishonim would disagree might be because they disagree with Hanacha number one, or with Hanacha number two, or with Hanacha number three. And any of those would be enough to reject the conclusion. So you're right, Tosfos does not hold like the Baal Hamar's Pshat in stage three of the Gemara, but not because he disagrees with how they understood stage two. It's just that he probably disagrees for Tosfos, for Rambanish reasons. And what's actually fascinating is how the Tosas and Rashi both relate to Ramban. But first, one more question. Rafi, you've been waiting very patiently.
What exactly is Chazaka
Shel B'Fanav? Chazaka Shel B'Fanav would mean that the Marakama was never here. Marakama was never in town for 3 years. I was living on the land. But the Marakama never showed up. So does that work? So we assume it does work. We also assume that if the Marakama, on the other hand, made a macha'a in a different town, he heard that I moved on to his property, and he goes over to a couple of friends, he says, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I don't have the interest to travel back there and go tell him to his face, but I'm telling you guys, that Cohen over there, who moved into my house, he's a trespasser, and there's no Cheskes Gimel Shanim here, he's just a Ganav. So if he says that, even Shelo Befanai, that ruined my Cheskes Karkos. To say you need Befanai would mean I have to be living in the house to his Le'enav, and to say Machal Shelo Befanai doesn't work, it means he would have to come and tell me to my face, get out of my house. Oh. So now the Ramban, Ramban the Melchamos. Worry not. We're on top of everything. Everything will happen in due time. In conversation with Rabbi Emerson. Not to worry. So the Ramban, the last piece in Yudalim and Aleph, so he says, Kasa Bala say for Hamar, he quotes here's what the Baal Amar said, across from the Baal Amar. And then he says, you see the opening line. Amar Kosa, Nira Elsa Sugya Muchachas Hefech Miza. This sugya is exactly the opposite. I looked later, Lamar Ches Lamar Tez. It's the exact opposite of what the Baal Amar said. So going down a Kayu, he takes you through the whole Gemara. Going down a few lines, the Kaven Shekane, he says, a few lines off the bottom, Kushos Hashem Baal Amar B'Mekomo Medes. Da'ave Lakshui Mechazaka. So problem number one is the Baal Amar's kasha is a great kasha. His teres doesn't work because you look at the Gemara later. Chazaka shel b'fanav and macha shel b'fanav are independent questions. The Ode, kasha number two, she'ain tamo maspik. This is what we talked about before. Even if what he said is true, it's insufficient. Shafil l'dvarav kevin shachazaka doma l'shar amud ha'ilav ma'akshas mechazaka mehadoma l'doma. Even if it's true that Macha and Chazaka go hand in hand, but why not ask directly from Chazaka instead? Why is it better to ask from Macha? It's So he says, no. He says, the real reason is like this. The Ramban makes 2 points. Iker tama shal davar mishum dechazak shal b'fan of pshita leid lo daimik shar. He says, no. Let me explain to you why we could not. Not just macha works. It's okay to ask macha also. He says, no. We cannot ask from chazaka. He says, the Baal Amar is wrong that the primary parallel is hadrat to chazaka. In fact, the Rabban says, no, the primary parallel is Hada to Macha. Why? See, he says, Gevaldik, he says 2 things. He says, they work similarly, and they have similar impact. Number one, he says, Iker taimo chazak shal afanav pshitale the dami l'shar. Of course, chazak shal afanav is irrelevant. Why? He says mil zavil legaluyehi to hamashich zimna. Says, in what way is ha'ada more similar to macha and chazak is the odd man out? He says everyone finds out about chazaka very easily. Of course, chazak shal afanav works. Of course my chazaka works even if you never visit the town while I'm living in what used to be your house. Why? Why does word of chazaka spread more? Why is it pashat that chazaka can work even if you never saw it? Why is it pashat chazak shal afanav works? Yeah?
That's good for our
problem. No, so why is my living in your house?
Obviously, Aiden has seen that the original owner was there before, so then when they see somebody else there, they're
there. This is lasting for, let me say what he's saying with a twist. He says, number one and number two. Number one, everyone's going to talk about the Chazaka more because it's not a one-moment event. This is for a whole year, for a whole 3 years, 3 whole seasons. Mashech Zimne. So of course everyone's going to talk about it. But Negicha only happened for a moment. The statement in Bezin was a moment. And the Macha of the Marakam was also a one-moment event. It's an event. It's an event and it's over. So the Baal Amar says, of course we weren't going to ask about Chazak Shal B'Fanav. Chazak Shal B'Fanav of course works. Because everyone talks about it. Because of course the Marakam will hear about the Chazak even if he never visits the town. Why? It's as Ramban borrows the term, Milsa David Legaluye. Of course he's going to hear about it. Of course it's going to become well known. Number one, Mashik Zimna. It's a long extent of time. And Adam Asri Lishal Karka Osav Biyad Mi Ein Megalim Lo. And number two, not only will it be passive, like push notifications and pull notifications. Number one, the information is going to make its way to the Marakama, even if Marakama is passive, because there's a lot of information out there. It's not just one event yesterday, but it's the years, 3 whole seasons. So the word, there's plenty of hak about that. And number two, the Ramban says, if I'm a Marakama, I'm likely to go around asking people, how's my property doing? I have property and I haven't been there for a while. So it's going to be on my mind to find out, you know, I'm going to ask. Oh, you just came, you know, I haven't visited my properties in Mumbai in a long time. You just came from Mumbai, tell me how my property is doing. Masha Eno Kane, if I'm a Baal HaShar, I'm not constantly asking, oh, you know, how's my Shar doing today? Or if I moved into property, I'm not necessarily going to be constantly asking, if I believe that I bought the property fair and square from the previous owner, I'm not constantly monitoring, oh, is the Marakama making a macha? That's not really on my mind quite as much. So the Ramban says, for both reasons, Ramban says, the Hadah actually is the perfect parallel dafka to the macha, because, number one, they're both lo avidi legaluye. They're not the type of thing that you're necessarily going to hear about, because it's a short interval of time, and these guys aren't asking. They're not requesting the data. So of course chazaka is irrelevant. Of course chazaka is irrelevant. He says this is our question. These two are short bursts of time,
You don't necessarily asking. There's a hava mina for both that it needs to be befana. And moreover, he goes on to say, at the end, they also accomplish the same goal. By negichos, the goal is to put the guy on notice. The negichos put the owner on notice, you got to be careful. And what does the macha do? Same thing. Macha also puts them on notice. You better hold on to your shtar. Or, as the Ravina Yonah gives a little twist, you better make sure you know who your Eidei Chazaka are. Like, now you're thinking, you're living on the property in the first 3 years, make sure you notice who's around, that if need be, you can call upon them to be Eidei Chazaka. Otherwise, you're going to turn around 2 years from now, when he's going to protest, you say, no, I've been living there for 5 years. Great, bring us Eidim. I'm not really sure. So, Hadah and Machar are parallel according to Rabban also, because they have the same Toelas. The Toelas is Lahazir Es Hashem. Put the other one on notice. And therefore, not only is there more of a svara that Shalom Bafanov doesn't work as well because information doesn't flow as naturally as it would by Chazaka, also Shalom Bafanov might not be as good because you need to get the guy. He needs to hear it. It's not just I need to say it. It's putting him on notice. It has to do with how the audience hears it. So if it's remote, the audience is not going to experience it the same way. And I should note that that what's fascinating. So this is the Ramban. Ramban says, I understand the Gemara very smoothly. The Baal Amor thought that really, you know, it should have been Chazaka, but Macha works too, and Macha is better. It doesn't work too, and even if it works too, why not say Chazaka? Ramban says, no. Macha is ideal. L'chatkil, it's really the only one. Oh, no one ever would have a hav. I mean, even according to Halkei Usha, no one would ever say that Chazaka has to be b'fanav. Nah, that's the most avi l'galuye. But these two, Macha, like Hada, number one, you're less likely to hear about it. So Shlo b'fanav might not be as effective. And if it's not just about getting information out, but it's about the impact information has on the audience, which is true by the Ha'adah, that the Baal HaShor now will be more careful, and the Macha, that the Machazik now will be more careful with his evidence, to collect evidence, hold on to all your documentation, Rabban says, Gishmak. And here's what's fascinating, to wrap up this conversation about the Kasha of the Gemara, is if you look back at Rashi and Tosfos, they are basically splitting the Ramban. Because the first point that the Ramban made is essentially what Tosfos says. The second point the Ramban made, as he himself points out, is what Rabbeinu Shlomo, who we know as Rashi. If you look in Rashi, now turn back from the Daf Arif to the Daf Yagamara, if you look in Rashi, at the end of Dir Maschil Dumya Dushara Muad, Rashi says, oh, the goal of the Hada'ah is Hasra Lishmar Shoro. You're warning the guy, your animal is starting to act up, you better keep an eye, you better be careful, be responsible, don't let him run around and get into trouble. And the Af HaMacha, the very end of that Rashi, the Af HaMacha Hasra'ahi, the Macha also is a warning, Lehizaher Bereiyas, or Rayas Zechuso, or Shtar Mechiroso. Make sure that you hold on to the evidence that you have of your new ownership. So Rashi is already saying the Ramban's second point. The point that's more about the function. What are these two do? That the Hadah and Macha have a similar function, which is to impact the audience, to get the audience, not so much about the speaker, but getting the audience to be more careful, getting the Baal HaShor to be more careful with the Shor, getting the Machazik, the new owner, the Lokeach, to be more careful with his Rayos. And meanwhile, Tosfos, in Yomaschal Elameata, makes the same point that the Ramban, as the first point of the Ramban. In the beginning of the wide lines, the Tosfos Dimaschal Ela, Chav Chesnabez, Why'd we ask about macha rather than about chazaka? Mishum de chazaka nishmas tvei mehada'a. Because chazaka gets is heard, the news of the chazaka will travel much more than the news of the ha'ada. Avo macha eino nishmas yoser. But the news of the macha will only travel as much as the ha'ada. Tosfos doesn't explain the idea as much, but he's already giving the kernel with the Ramban and the Machamos and Pat. The Ramban really is presenting us with a combination of Tosis' point, which is just about the logistics of how information travel by Mahada and Machad opposed to Chazaka, and the Ramban is presenting with Rashi's point about the purpose, about the function, about the impact of Hada and Machad. That's audience-oriented. It's meant to not just the audience passively hears, but it's meant to inspire a response. The Hadah is meant to inspire the Baal Shar to be more careful. The Macha is meant to inspire the Machazet to be more careful. So Memela, for both reasons, we understand why we might say, just as Ha'adah requires Befanav, so too, if Macha is based on Shar Amuad, you should require Befanav. And then the answer, and with this we close, what's the Gemara's Teretz? What was the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz says, no! The Huad Biva, over there we have a Pasuk. Over here, Chavra Isli. So what was the Teretz? The Kasha is a good Kasha. So what was the Teretz? So here too, Rashi and Tosas split. Because Tosas just says, it's Xeris HaKasuv, at the end of that Tosus. The end of Tosus Allah. He says, oh, Mishani Chavra Chavra Isle. So he says, what's the point of that Svar Chavra Chavra Isle? He says, Yesh Kol Bein Lemachor Bein Lahada. Chavra Chavra, don't worry, despite all these Svaris that the Tosus Rabban had said, news will travel here too. Ah, it's only a short period, short event, and the guy is not actively asking. People talk on their own. Chavra, chavra, isle, chavra, 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 isle. You don't have to ask questions. Information will come your way. Even if it's only a short event, people see, people talk, people like to shmooze. The information will make it your way. The Rabbeinu Yonah, the great Baal Musar, see here he says, and there's a Toelis. Don't worry, it's not Lashon Hara, Rabbeinu Yonah says. And at least Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, it's a Toelis. It's helping the guy. Right? That already takes us to Rashi land, but it's true. He says, okay, people will tell you. You need to know. It is valid. To hear. Lemaisa, whether it's mutter or usr, information will make it your way. So Tosa says, cut that out. Cut that out. Aye, so why not say, if this whole Svar of Lavi Ligaluye is factually incorrect because people schmooze, so what's going on by Bavakama, by Shar Muad? He says, no, that's Xeris HaKasuv. A special rule, Bahadah great Xeris HaKasuv, the Alpidin. You only become a Muad when he is Befanav. Afilu Yizbarlo Be'elav Eidim Shigal Shor Be'ezin. Even we know, we have Eidim, we know that the guy heard about it. If he wasn't there, it wasn't Chal. It's like Le Kayume Milsa. It's almost like, you know, Mekadesh below Eidim. We know what happened, but the Eidim weren't there. It's not that you only need Eidim a beer, you need to. Lakim Adavar, it's a technical tenai. If he wasn't there, it didn't count. That's Tosis's look. Rashi goes a different way. Rashi suggests that no. And it's consistent with Rashi's approach to what the Kasha was. The Kasha was they both have the same function of inspiring response from the audience. Rashi's teretz, understands the teretz was they don't have the same function. It's true we have Xeris HaKasuv, as Tosfos said, but on the other hand, we're learning from one to the other, so why not carry the Xeris HaKasuv over? So Rashi says, no, in Svara they're not the same, because he says, Lamaisa, in the Chazaka case, I just need the guy to know. I need him to know, and maybe he will personally be careful with his shtar, but I don't need him to react to the speaker. So as long as he hears information, he'll do his thing. Masha Eken Rashi says, by the Hadah, it's not just a question. The function is not only that the Baal HaShar will passively hear, and therefore he will personally, on his own, individually, be more careful with the Shar. There's also the interact, the pushback. Because the Hadah is more powerful, the Eidus is more powerful, if the one you're being made about looks you in the eye and says, is that true? No, that's not what happened. So the Hadah is much more powerful if there's two-way interaction. That's Rashi's Svara. That's a Huy B'Va'alav. Yes, it's a Pasuk, but the Pasuk is teaching me something that in Svara doesn't carry over. Because while by Chazakah, just this a one-way flow of information, the Machzor is just going to hear the information and be careful on his own. By the Shor HaMud, we actually want the Baal HaShor to hear the information and push back against the Edom. Hear the information and push back against the Beis Din. So if you want a two-way interaction, Zoom is not the same. Remote is not the same. If it's Shlomo Fanov, how do you know that you're not going to have face-to-face interaction? So he'll hear it, but he won't be able to push back. So Rashi understood the Kasha has to do with functionality, understood that the Teretz is to make finer distinctions in terms of the functionality. While Tosfos, who understood, like the first piece of the Ramban, that the Kasha was about just information flow, he says, in the Harami, that's what the Gemara was saying, we have information flow. It's all there is information. Oh, there is information flow. Over there, it's a Gedera Sakasim. Rashi would say, no. The Teretz was, yeah, over here, all he needs information flow. So the information gets you, it's good enough. But by Shor HaMu'ad, the function is not just one-way information flow towards the Baal HaShor, it's also that the Baal HaShor be able to push back at the speaker, and that Chavra Chavra Issei isn't going to help for that. It's not going to help for that. The Teretz HaKadosh is telling me, there I need a real conversation, there I need two-way interaction. So Mimela, that's how Rashi understands, as opposed to Tosis, what the Gemara's Teretz is. So again, several approaches to what the Kasha is. Balmor has his approach, and the Ramban destroys it with two Kashas, and instead presents what's really a fusion of both Tosis' understanding of the Kasha and Rashi's understanding of the Kasha. Then we saw that the way that Rashi and Tosis understand the Teretz, there are nuances in terms of how you understand, what's the point of saying Zegzeres HaKasha, but have a Svara, how those interact really flows from how you understand the Kasha, flows into how you understand the Teretz. I had hoped that today we would also have a chance to mamish finish off the Gemara. Emir Tashem, we will do that at the very beginning of tomorrow morning.